Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of the players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Mo Rocca has 3. Roy Blunt Jr. has 1.
All right. Roy, you are in third place. You're up first. All your questions will be about new media. Here we go. Clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Hoping new technology will save them, newspapers and magazines heralded the release of Apple's blank in 2010.
Tablet.
Yeah, the iPad. To cash in on the success of movies like Avatar, Panasonic became the first manufacturer to offer blank TVs.
3D.
Right. A recent promotion by Goodyear Tire's Dunlop unit offered free tires to customers willing to have advertisements blanked on themselves.
Tattooed.
Yes, fed up with trying to fill a 24-hour news cycle, or Norwegian radio journalist quit her job on air in 2010 saying blank.
That's all she wrote. That's
no,
all
she said, quote, nothing important has happened.
Ah.
Following in the footsteps...
Realistic.
Following in the footsteps of Coco Chanel and Elizabeth Arden, Britain's Sun became the first newspaper to launch a signature blank.
Fragrance.
Right. Perfume called Buzz. In 2015, the United Kingdom will become the first nation to completely switch from analog radio to blank.
To digital.
Yes. To spice up their 2008 Sexiest Man Alive issue, People magazine made its profiles of celebrities like Michael Phelps blank.
Made them things where you could, those things where you could pull off layers and get more.
No. They were scratch and sniff frauds.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The so-called sexy scent section featured TV and movie stars in addition to Michael Phelps. Now, it's not the distinct smell of the athlete, which is what we had hoped. The celebrities chose a favorite scent. Film actor Taye Diggs Page smelled of vanilla, chocolate and sandalwood. Gossip Girl's Chase Crawford chose freshly cut grass. Phelps also chose grass. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 11 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right. Mo, you're up next. All of your questions are about censorship. Please fill in the blank. Janet Jackson's accidental exposure at the Super Bowl halftime show was famously referred to as a blank.
A nip slip.
Well, I was going to say wardrobe malfunction, but I would give that to you,
Carl.
Sorry.
All
right, that's fine. How can I say no? Among the many women barred from showing her belly button on TV was Marianne from blank.
Gilligan's Island.
Right. Because he wasn't allowed to use the phrase water closet in a joke in 1960, Tonight Show host blank walked off the set.
Oh, Jack Parr.
Yes. An Iowa theater uncomfortable with a movie titled Jackass 2 on their marquee called it blank instead.
Shenanigans.
No, they called it Jack Butt 2.
Oh, jeez.
Because the Twitter feed it was based on used a profanity, CBS chose to name their new William Shatner sitcom blank.
Bleep my dad says.
Right. I've had it with these Monday to Friday snakes on this monkey fighting plane. Was the TV edit of the famous line from the movie blank.
I've had it with these snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane, right. Yeah. In 1942, censors took action against the character blank for showing too much flesh.
Betty Boop.
No. Tweety Bird.
Wow.
Really?
Before the fluffy yellow Tweety we know today, there was the dirty, featherless, pink-skinned Tweety of 1943. Ooh. And censors caught a glimpse of the naked bird in the cartoon A Tale of Two Kitties. They objected. Tweety said he did not object to doing nudity in the future, quote, as long as it's tasteful. Mm. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
There you are. All right, how many then does Paula need to win?
5 correct answers.
She can do this.
Man.
She can do this. You know why you can do this? Because I happen to know, Paula, that one of your enthusiasms is television, and all of your questions, by random chance this time, happen to be about television theme songs. Here we go. This is for the game.
Whoa.
Black Gold, Texas Tea, and Bubbling Crude were other terms for oil used in the theme song for blank.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Right. A UK poll said the most memorable TV theme of all time was that of the prehistoric cartoon blank.
50th anniversary of the Flintstones.
Right. In every episode of his show, Mr. Rogers changed into a cardigan and sneakers and asked viewers, won't you be my blank?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Right. The composer of the Addams Family theme instructed the actors to blank in a very bored way.
Snap their fingers.
Right. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight, is the little-known first verse of the lyrics to the blank theme song.
Oh, I love Lucy.
Star Trek. Star Trek, the Star Trek theme in the original series had lyrics. Gene Roddenberry's lyrics, he wrote them, they were never used, but the fact that they existed entitled him to half the music's royalties.
What was the point
of contention that caused the composer to leave the series, and now if I may, the genius of Gene Roddenberry, I did not rehearse this. Here we go, I'm going to try to do this. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight.
Peter, did you ever hear something called practice, practice?
Yeah,
practice?
I heard that. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Paula needed 5 to win, but Paula had just 4 correct answers. Oh. So with 13 points, Morocco is this week's champion.
Well done.
Have the goods.
Congratulations.